go. Hello and welcome to another episode of The Stubborn Heroes, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast. My name is Adam and I'm the Dungeon Master, and the Stubborn Heroes we have today are Michael, who plays Thanthwy.
Hi.
Cody, who plays Belgarath.
Hello.
Billy, who plays Benjamin Grimshaw.
Well, that's me.
Parker, who plays Tyrannus.
Acolyte of the Tempest.
And David, who plays Bonnie, the 14-year-old.
I was born this way.
Oh my god.
Dead.
He was born this way. Guys, he was born this way. So, where we last left off, I'm so happy we don't do on the last episode anymore, but unless you guys need that. Does anybody need a reminder on what occurred? Or are we good? Everybody good?
I like that you say, I'm so glad we don't do that anymore, but you say that every episode. So now the new thing is to comment that we don't do a recap. Like, it's...
Shut the fuck
it's
up.
Very okay? true, actually.
We do
true.
Not a recap every episode.
Okay. All I know is I took no damage, so I'm good.
Okay. Only 5 of the 6 have returned to camp at the Festival of Monsters. The sun begins to set. You haven't really had a lot of time to process everything that has just occurred today. And before you can really register everything, suddenly a warm meal is placed in front of you. Roasted elk that Elatrice was able to catch on your way back. And it's now cooking, and you're all just sort of sitting around the campfire as the sun has set. And the soft glow of the moon shines over the forest and over the festival campgrounds. You hear a small rumbling of distant thunder echoing softly, as if always approaching but never arriving.
So, that just happened. We lost one of ours.
I don't know if he's lost exactly. From what I was experiencing with Mechanus, he just went somewhere else.
Well, if we can't find him, he's technically lost to us, so...
He's still out there somewhere. I can feel it.
I just trust that he will find his way back.
He's probably dead.
He is a seasoned warrior, Bonnie. He can survive anything.
We should go find him.
If we do that, where would we even start?
Yeah, up until what we experienced, Mechanus itself was nothing but a myth. There's no way we could...
For all we know, it could be like all the way up in the clouds.
Then we research it and we find him.
Well, I'm not the researcher type, so good luck with that.
I am. I'll go do it.
And Elatrice finishes her meal and then goes to tend to her griffins. And she walks by Zoe, who she pats on the head and gives her a little kiss, and then Zoe walks up to you, Tyrannus. And then lands beside you, yawning.
Tyrannus will just pat Zoe on the head, kind of absent-mindedly, as he takes the moment to look over what Rasuan left with Tyrannus.
The only thing he took with him were the clothes he was wearing and his dragon sword. Besides that, he gave you everything else that was in his pack. So that includes his bow, it includes the armor, the black stone-looking scale mail armor that he found. I've already added it to your inventory, that he found in the sanctum. And all of his gold, too. So...
How on earth did Rasuan carry all these weapons?
as he looks over all of the many weapons he has.
Yeah, it's a lot. He has a lot of stuff. Including the lightning javelin.
Oh, yeah.
Is it including a scarf as well?
No,
he was wearing that.
He was wearing the scarf.
David, trying to poach it.
You little thief.
No, I was just asking, that's all.
I'll be glad to be rid of this place once we reach Storm Talon.
Not a lot of good things happened here. You know, we got here and we had to fight so many things.
Rosuan opened that chest that had that creature that chased everybody around.
Yeah.
Giant octopus.
Kicked a lot of our asses.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here as soon as we can, all right, gentlemen?
Deckard has a lot of interesting things around here.
I still don't trust that guy.
Well, I still have my firework from here, so we can set that off in for Rosuan.
Maybe he'll see it. Unless he's dead.
So dark all the time.
Mighty grim, you might say.
Oh my god.
Now is no time for jokes, Benjamin.
Yeah, Belgrad just throws, like, if he's eating, like, a drumstick, he just throws the bone at Ben.
Bonnie would go talk to Deckard.
You approach Deckard's tent. He is way up top of the map here.
Let me get to the map.
We'll just say his tent would be somewhere up here. We're closing into like 11 p.m., 10:30, 11 p.m. So it's pretty dark. You hear crickets and you knock on the tent.
Okay. Yeah. Like on a piece that you could actually knock on.
Yeah. 1 second. And opening up the tent, wearing some white robes is Deckard. He's not wearing his flamboyant outfit or anything, and he sort of looks at you, and now that he's not wearing all of his getup, you really see his age. He is quite an old man. Very, very thin. And he just sort of gives you an eye. Oh. Bonnie. Well, what can I help you with exactly?
I'm just seeing how you're doing.
I'm fine.
Where do you guys plan on going after here?
Well, as discussed, we're going to be headed to Storm Talon, like I assume all of you are, but in about a week's time, we're going to be performing a special show for the king himself.
Nice. So I have a question for you.
Sure.
I was wondering if you had another one of those monster books that Thanthwy has.
Okay. Why?
Because he's a collector. He really likes to collect things, and I want to get him another one.
Roll a persuasion check.
Can I have advantage because she knows me? He knows me?
No.
Oh. 13.
Bonnie. I really don't have any on me. You can find them in most bookstores. If you're looking for the whole set, then I suggest maybe trying the Curio Libria, the Royal Library in Storm Talon. They should have copies of all of them there, but expect to empty out your pockets. They can be expensive.
That's what I was hoping not to do.
Well, I'm afraid
plus, it would also help me find, you know, any other monsters that don't fit well in this world, and I can, you know, capture them for you.
Capture them for me?
If you needed me to.
Are you being serious? Like, is Bonnie lying?
I mean, Bonnie's trying to get the book.
Are you lying? For Thanthry. Would Bonnie capture monsters and give them to Deckard to enslave?
She'd probably kill them in the process. But.
Okay, roll a deception check, please.
19.
Oh. That does sound advantageous. All right, one second. He goes back into his tent. You hear him rummaging through some things. You hear a chest just sort of slam down on a table. He unlocks it. He opens it up. You hear some books being thrown about, and then he finally comes back up, and he's holding a two monster manuals in his hand. Here you go. These are the only ones I have right now. It's monster manual number 8 and 9. 8 is all letter P, and 9 is all letter Q.
Oh, thank you, Deckard.
And then she'll give him a hug and take them and run away.
Well, see you in the morning. And he sort of closes the tent. Yep.
So then she'll run up to Thanthry. Where is Thanthry? There he is.
Thanthry?
Yeah.
I have something for you.
What? What do you got?
She'll pull out the two other books. Trick.
I got these for you. Letter P and Q.
But what? Why?
Because I know you like to collect things. And this way you can have more information.
Thank you. What do you want in return?
Nothing. You're my bestest friend.
No, you're a good friend too.
And although Susie's you still couldn't also my bestest friend.
Did Susie age?
No.
Just curious.
That would be ridiculous.
I'm just asking.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. No. Is this in your tent because you two room together?
I don't know. Are we rooming together? Like,
are we rooming together?
Okay. So, yeah. So, what does Belgarath do for the evening?
He'd probably just be sitting around eating food and drinking from his drinking horn, celebrating Rastuan's life. Because as far as we know, he's presumed dead.
Do you room with Tyrannus?
I think so.
Oh, that'll make this next part awkward. What about Ben? What's Ben doing?
Just kind of chilling.
Just kind of chilling? Yeah. Okay. So, thanks. I don't.
We're
know.
Gonna.
We're I just basically want to point out. Nobody camp, right? pointed out the fact that Ben turned into a werewolf.
Yeah, nobody said anything.
None of you have spoken about it. Everybody's just like, "Oh, he's a werewolf."
Yeah, that's normal. Yeah.
Well, apparently so. Maybe you'll talk about it in the morning.
Bonnie just assumes that it was like a one-time thing from that guy, right? He hasn't done it again, so.
True.
I guess that's fair.
Fair. Yeah. That's fair.
I'm pretty sure Tyrannus said last time that, you know, apparently everyone just transforms now. Bonnie transforms, Ben transforms, Belgarath turns red. Just,
that's funny.
Transformers!
Just wait till Metal, when Metal Rasuan makes an appearance.
I got some maps for that.
Okay, so. Ben's chilling for the night.
Yeah, I'm just okay. Basically chilling. Like, I want to start tinkering on some of the stuff I was mentioning.
He lost his roommate, okay? He's sad.
Yeah. And,
Ben doesn't think, like, knowing, like, everything he does about Mechanus and everything, like, he's confident Rasuan's out there. So, like, he's not mourning or anything. Like, he's confident he's still alive.
Thanthwy and Bonnie are enjoying some books there. What's Tyrannus doing?
Other than looking over or looking through Rasuan's belongings, Tyrannus would add to his kind of nightly prayers to the Tempest to keep Rasuan safe wherever he was, and to look over Rasuan like he looks over me.
Hmm. Okay. And you're doing that, and there's this rolling thunder sort of coming in. And then Tyrannus, you hear something outside of your tent.
Who is Belgrath in my tent right now?
If you room together, I assume so. Are you asleep, Belgrath, or what?
He would still be awake.
And then you'd hear a knock, I guess, like how that people just knock on boxes.
It's just like next to the tent, just someone slapping the sides. Slap.
But you hear like somebody is knocking at the tent.
Who's out there?
Tyrannus. You hear Elatrice.
Elatrice, come in, please.
She just sort of opens up the tent door a little bit, and she simply stares you down. I know this is your last night with us before you leave, before you move on. We may not see each other again. I was wondering if I could come inside, she says as she stares you down. Do you welcome Elatrice inside for the night?
Tyrannus looks over at Belgarath and...
I want him to watch.
Belgrath is literally, after hearing that, just like like moving his eyes back and forth at them to be like
while he strokes his bone sitting there.
God damn it, Michael.
My bone. He's stroking the big bone. No, but Elatrice gives... okay, I'm just going to let Tyrannus decide. It's entirely up to you. Go ahead.
Be a man. Do it.
Ben sticks his head in. Be a man. I'm a wolf and a cyborg. I'm not even a man. But you be a man.
I'm a man bear wolf.
Elatrice. I'm still recovering from the loss of my friend. I understand that this is our last night together, but I'm sorry, I need to be alone.
She simply lowers her head and nods. So be it. I can respect that.
Perhaps Belgarath could keep you company.
She looks over at Belgrath, and then, I am feeling rather tired. I should probably head to bed. Goodbye, Tyrannus. And she leaves.
Goodbye, Elatrice.
And Belgrath and Tyrannus, I guess, fade to black.
About chicka wow wow.
No, but she leaves. She leaves.
What was that about?
What did you do?
Apparently she liked me.
Apparently she liked your bone.
Is that all you think about? Bones?
And with that, we're going to end the evening and the night, and then we move on to the next morning. So the next day,
Elatrice comes walking out of Ben's tent.
We open to a beautiful day, the sun's warming glow in contrast to the cool evening before fills you with energy. As you, some of you had a rather sleepless night, just with all the stress of the day before, except for Tyrannus, who obliviously slept very soundly. When you awaken, you all walk outside of your tents, and you see that the festival has already started packing up. Beasts of burden have been loaded up with all the different supplies, and pretty much your tents are the only ones that haven't been dismantled. And you all step outside of your tents, and Deckard greets you, wearing a more updated version of his outfit that is clean and well-kempt, as if he's ready to meet royalty. Well, it has been good to travel with you six, and I must thank you for returning Clementine to me. We will be performing for the king himself in a week's time, and perhaps if we see each other before that, I can get you some tickets to the show. That is, unless you're already on your way somewhere else.
I think it's about time we move on and carve our own path.
Well, I can respect that, Sir Benjamin Grimshaw. And don't you worry. If Renly sends me a raven, I never saw you.
Ben will just kind of tip his hat.
And then he sort of walks up to you, though, and looks at you deep in the eyes.
But you better get that beast under control. I've hunted werewolves in the past, boy. I know the scent. I trust that you know what you're doing.
I got everything under control.
Good.
Mostly, anyway.
Well, without further ado, we should be on our way. Goodbye, Six. Until we meet again.
Goodbye, Deckard. And do you want me to tell Latanya you said hi?
Oh, you can tell my dear sister anything you want, Whisper.
Okay.
I won't be seeing her for a very long time. Good day! And he turns and he walks with the rest of the festival as they're leaving. To camp out, they chop down a few trees to make logs to sit on. So now you're just inside this meadow with a bit of like litter around on the ground where they left it, and you're sort of alone.
How far is the nearest town?
The nearest town is the capital of all of the Isles, Stormtalon. It is the most prominent thing that you notice on the horizon right now. It seems to only be like an hour or two walks away. And from here, you can see the large keep of Stormwind Keep, which is the main palace castle that predominantly takes up a chunk of the city. And it just, in the distance, it just seems to tower up towards the sky. It's the largest city you've ever seen.
Are we heading there? And Belgrath points towards Stormhaven.
Stormtalon.
Stormtalon.
And do you all head towards the city, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay. So you start walking towards the city?
First of all, Belgrath puts on his helmet.
Okay. Yeah, so you put on your helmet.
And activates it.
Yep.
But instead of an hour, it only takes half an hour to get there.
Why?
Because I have a passive ability on mounted or on foot, travel pace is doubled.
Holy shit.
Up to 10 companions.
Yep. So, although you guys were taking the normal path, Belgarath was able to show you a better path to take. A little shortcut that would lead you to a lower gate of the town instead of the upper gate. That would get you there not only quicker, but also give you quicker access to the main hubs of the city. Yeah.
I know my way around these humans.
So while Bonnie's kind of skipping along, she'll be like,
so what's everyone doing in Stormtalon?
Well, I learned from the ledger in Osmod's shop that the infamous Salazar Black was headed to Storm Talon. And if you all remember, I have some business with him. And that business is revenge.
You're fighting again already?
Zoe behind you just goes, oh. Oh. Because she is sort of trailing behind you.
Where do you have any leads when you get there?
None whatsoever. We'll need to do some, or sorry, I will need to do some reconnaissance. Learn of his comings and goings. See if he's even still in the city.
I might have a way to help you if you need it.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I can trade in my trinkets, my trophies for information instead of money.
Well, I don't really know what you mean by that, but any help would be appreciated, Bonnie.
You know how I collect, like, teeth and ears and tails and other parts of these monsters that we fight?
Yes, you're very disturbing.
There's a reason for that.
I know, I remember seeing that place. Are you going there again?
Yeah, there's one in every city that we go to.
Can I join you? I want to see this other place.
I mean, I guess, you know, since there's no more secrets, right? Nobody else has secrets?
I'm an open book.
I collect books.
I plan on going and figuring out how to take this stupid ring off now. I don't like this form of Bonnie.
And as you look at the ring, Bonnie, the skull on it seems to activate. The eyes turn green.
Do I understand what it's saying?
It's speaking abyssal, so I doubt it.
I don't think I know it, but no. I think it's giant goblin and...
Hold on. Can everyone hear that sound, or is it just Bonnie?
Yeah. I mean, the ring seems to activate when she talks about it.
But Bonnie, do you understand what it's saying?
No. I hear...
Thanthry's going to be like, let me help. And he touches Bonnie and casts tongues on her.
Ew. But what does that do?
Look, a tongue comes out of nowhere.
So it just grants a creature the ability to understand any spoken language it hears.
Okay. You hear...
Ooh.
Your life is mine. You will feed me until you are nothing but bones.
What is it you want me to feed you exactly?
Bonnie's looking at her ring and talking to it, by the way.
Are you? Yeah, you can't speak in abyssal, though. So you're speaking in common to the ring, and the ring just repeats.
But and does you the- can just fuck off.
Right.
Belgrav's gonna just like move close to anyone, just be like, is she talking to the ring?
If you try and consume me, I will get you.
And the eyes on the ring just sort of fade away and it stops talking to you.
Okay, quickly.
And while you're walking, you would hear something whispering yourself, Tyrannus, from Rasuan's bag. You hear?
You want to let me out, don't you? Come now. You know you want my power.
Knowing exactly what's speaking, Tyrannus would take out the...
I will add it to your inventory.
Yeah, this is the blood sword, right?
Yeah, that came from the vampire. The sentient blood sword. A sentient ring, sentient blood sword.
He would... it was wrapped up, I believe.
It was. He wrapped it in his in some of his Shing robes that could keep it suppressed so that it couldn't do any like magical damage to people.
Right. He would take it out and holding the, you know, the Shing robes, and he would throw it on the ground and then step on it and say, "Be quiet, sword."
Oh, I like it when you're rough.
Oh, okay.
Come on, big boy. Can we all hear this?
All of you can hear it.
Come on. I'm sure one of you wants to tap into my power.
What's with all these speaking objects?
Can I touch it?
Don't touch anything.
You remember what happened last time you touched something, Bonnie? It's still there.
This thing, I like how this thing is safely in a rope that it can't harm you, and you've already taken it out, put it on the ground, and somebody wants to touch it. It's like, you're like children. I love it.
It's like the fucking One Ring, man.
Yeah.
Takes the sword and puts it back in his bag and just
says, It just wants to be free.
All evil things want to be free, Bonnie.
It doesn't sound evil.
I've added it to your inventory.
It's a blood sword from a vampire lord. Do you really think it's good?
A blood sword? Can I please have it?
Yes, give me to the little one.
What did I say? Shut your mouth.
I don't have a mouth.
Shut your hilt.
However, it's a sassy sword.
Fine. I will go back to sleep for now. But you can't ignore me forever.
Watch me.
Don't worry, sword, I'll find you.
Its presence just ceases.
We should find a very deep lake and drop that son of a bitch in it.
Covered in cement.
And you all arrive at the city. There are more people here than you've ever seen in your life. Because none of you have been to Stormtalon before. If you imagine Angle Point, which is the town you started in, it is like Angle Point times 100. There must be millions of people of all different shapes, sizes, mostly predominantly human, take up the races in this city. You know, there are some half-orcs. You don't see any elves or dwarves because they are super rarely ever seen in the Isles of Umbra. A melting pot of different races. Just 90% of them are human. But the most prominent thing that you notice while you enter through the large city gates is that Stormwind Keep. It's white stone, cathedral-like architecture jutting high into the skyline, towering over the rest of the city. This palace, as some of you may know from your own personal history, especially if you've grown up in Umbra.
Ben will just go up and deactivate Bugrass Helmet.
No, you cannot. It only activates by me.
This palace is much more than a building, as anybody who's grown up in Umbra would know. It's more than a building that's surrounded by stone walls and palisades. It's more than headquarters for noble lords and the Stormglaive army. It's actually seen as a cultural centerpiece of Umbra and the entire continent. And as a bastion of defense for all citizens, when there is war or invasion going on, which has only happened a few times in history. The palace will always open its gates for the local peasantry and farmers to take refuge for long sieges and things like that. It is the heart and the mind of the surrounding civilized lands. So that's the most prominent thing, and you can see it there on the map. Everybody's on the page, right? As you enter, you sort of walk by what seems like an old temple, like a religious temple, where there seem to be some crews of peasants there, and they seem to be dismantling and tearing down this old, like, temple or church, this place of worship. A large silver statue in the shape of a fist is removed from the stone monument and pulled off into a cart using large pulleys, as if whatever this practiced religion was, it is now being dismantled and taken down. Yeah, so you guys are now just surrounded by hundreds and hundreds of people who are walking by. You're getting a few weird stares because, I mean, it's not every day you see a dragonborn and a turtle together. The rest of you seem human enough that you're not really getting stares, but for the most part, this city's seen a lot of different things, so nobody's, like, looking at you suspiciously or anything like that.
Can I just say one thing before we continue?
Sure.
Okay, that one picture of the prison and stuff, the anvil and the wood looks like a statue of Yoda. I'm just saying, am I wrong?
You're 100% right. It looks like Yoda screaming. Wow.
Tyrannus would just be kind of taking it all in, like looking around and watching people, you know, go to and from shops and stuff like that. And he would just kind of, you know, previously he'd only ever really been in the wild, in, you know, forests and fields and by the lighthouse. So he would just kind of shuffle closer to Thanthui because he's feeling really, like, what's the word? Agoraphobic. Like, there's way too much going on. Yeah. He's kind of, like, overwhelmed by all of the...
So you're sort of panting a little bit, like...
Yeah, so I just kind of shuffles closer to Thanthui and just be like...
So, Thanthui, what would you like to do in this city?
I want to... They might have, like, card collector, or I want to look for some more books. I want to explore the city. Gonna get a map. Find things.
Yes, perhaps a quiet bookshop would be a good place to go.
Okay, but there are so many people. I never realized how many people were in the world before.
If you're thinking about killing them, don't.
I wouldn't kill them.
Unless yet. There's a contract out for them.
You're not wrong.
You guys would see as you're still by this temple, suddenly they start moving in with carts and putting up a large new statue. This one is the shape of a feminine figure who stands holding what looks like some sort of ancient standing stone. She has her hand on it, and she has large chains wrapped around her body.
Why are they putting up a statue of a prisoner?
I don't know. Let's go ask. So Thanthri walks over and be like, what are you doing?
There's one of the peasants is there and says,
Oi, turtle, why we're putting up a statue to the Drowned Queen.
Who's that?
You don't know who the Drowned Queen is?
Would I know?
You can roll a history check.
Belgrath wouldn't know.
No.
He doesn't care much for religion.
Oh, I know nothing. 9.
No, you've never heard of it, Bonnie. He's like...
Aye. Have you not heard of the Tempest Watch?
Tyrannus would immediately take interest.
The Drowned Queen is our savior. She's here to help instill the Tempest's true word in the minds of his people.
Okay, would Tyrannus have heard of the Drowned Queen?
You have never heard of the Drowned Queen.
Hmm.
Actually, yes, you have. Only once. Well, you're clearly not remembering. I shouldn't be reminding you. But you're clearly not remembering something from your origin story.
Nigel told me.
No, it wasn't Nigel. Someone else mentioned the Drowned Queen.
Oh, right before I got my glaive.
Yeah.
That merfolk.
Yeah.
Woman. Fuck.
She said that she served the Drowned Queen.
Yes.
And that you weren't worthy.
Right. And I proved her wrong.
The Tempest Watch has been lost for so long, but the Drowned Queen prophesied. She is uniting us all. All hail the Drowned Queen! And you see all the peasants go, hail the Drowned Queen! And they continue putting up her statue. And, yeah.
Danthry's gonna quickly just sketch out the statue.
Yeah.
And then he's gonna put description and everything there that he... that was explained.
Yep. And he turns back to you. Do you have any more questions for this man?
Tyrannus would look at the standing stone to see what symbol was etched upon it, because I'm imagining that there is a symbol.
You walk up to the standing stone. You'd notice, Tyrannus, this standing stone has all three symbols. The three different symbols that are etched into your arc stone.
And tell me, do you know where the Drowned Queen resides?
And the man looks at you.
You do not know? Hi, Exarch Athanes. Athanes Silent Dawn.
Of course.
How do you not know this? Wait a second, you're one of the keepers. You're wearing the garments of the keepers. Look!
Keep your voice down.
He's a... What? What? Why?
I don't want anyone knowing I'm here.
Why, that's rather suspicious.
I have to be going.
You just turn around and walk away?
Yes.
Okay. And you all just sort of shuffle off to the side, and this guy gives you a strange look. And then you just see him turn back, and then he walks into the crowd and disappears.
Well, that guy does?
Yeah.
Wasn't he helping put up the statue?
He was, yeah, but now he's gone.
Oh, God, what did I just do?
Whoops, he went to rat you out.
Oh, no.
There's a bounty on you.
But yeah, now you're all sort of to the side and people are buzzing around. Do you want to talk?
Yeah, you set yourself up pretty badly there. Just to let you know.
I panicked. This is all a lot for me. Oh, I think I need to find somewhere quiet.
And you
we
look
could
up.
Go to the perch if you want. That's quiet usually.
Yeah. Sure, whatever. Anywhere.
Well, I'm gonna go get myself a new jacket and some clothes and things like that. But if we're going to be exploring a big city like this, we should probably have a place that we should meet up. Otherwise, we're gonna get lost.
We could always meet up at the perch. Since everyone's gonna, majority of us are going there.
Thanthry, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna maybe look for a place that maybe sells maps?
Yes.
Oh, okay, actually. That's wonderful. That's what a great idea.
I imagine like a theme park and be like, oh, yeah. Here's a little pamphlet of a map.
Yeah, so you definitely, Thanthri, you do see there are people there who seem to be holding up leaflets. Some people are handing out leaflets that are of worshipping the drowned queen who has taken over leadership of the Tempest Watch, and some of them are giving out leaflets that are advertising places in the city, and one of them definitely is handing out maps. Why, 1 gold apiece.
1 gold? Holy shit, that's expensive.
Why, I got to put my son through magic school, I do. And this kid is like, looks like he's 14.
A 14-year-old has to put his son through magic school?
Would you like to talk to him about it?
I don't care.
Exactly.
Thanthri's going to give a gold and get a map.
1 map? Okay. 1 gold apiece. Anybody else want a map? 1 gold apiece.
I'm sticking with you, Thanthri.
I will also get a map.
Okay. Take a gold off your stuff. I'm watching.
Belgrath will also purchase a map.
Okay. Bonnie, you take one or no?
I will also take a map.
Okay. Take it off your gold. I'm watching you.
Yeah, I have to get rid of that platinum first because it's from last time. Forgot about that. 15 platinum.
Gotta get rid of it?
Well, yeah, because I got the last time you gave me something else instead of the 15 platinum. I forget what it was, but you gave me a token of some sort.
Okay, yeah, and you're given a map, and the map shows a variety of different stores, but I've highlighted, it's pretty much what you see ahead of you there. It's got pictures of like the different places and in the city. Those are the highlights. Those are the main places you're going to want to go. So there's a tattoo artist in town who sells magical tattoos. It's called Her Grand Design. The bank is called the Divine Trust, and it's actually not too far away from you. Enderhearts, Arcana, and Antiquities. They do tailoring for people, but they also sell like little trinkets and collectibles and stuff like that. And then there's the Curio Libria, which is the Royal Library. Mrs. Smith, which is an armorer, a blacksmith, makes weapons and armor. Perch of Ravens is up north there. You see a place on the map called Ophelia's that has been crossed out on the map. And it says, alleged necromancy. Do not go.
Thanthri's going to ask the map person and be like, what does that mean here?
The Stormglaives raided that place last week. Turns out she had some real dark rituals going on there. They say she's a witch, practiced necromancy, the darkest of magic. I wouldn't go there. She used to be a nice place to sell flowers and potions and all that stuff, but aye.
So
avoid it at all costs.
Is it like an abandoned place now?
From what I gathered, she's on trial, but she hasn't been arrested, so she could still be there.
Okay. Thanthri's gonna make a mental note of that.
Is that the only place that sells potions in this city?
Now you can also get potions at Enderhearts.
Okay.
Well, Thanthri's going to notice the Royal Library on the map, and that's where he wants to go first.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Thanthri.
Okay. Is anybody else going to the library?
Belgrath.
Where would really the clothing, I guess it'd be Enderhearts?
Enderhearts, yeah, you can get some clothing there. So
before we depart, we would make a plan to meet up somewhere, though.
Mm-hmm.
Perch of Ravens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you all decide to meet up at the Perch of Ravens.
Sorry, where's Ben and Bell going?
Ender Hearts and Arcana and Antiquities.
Is that the potion shop?
It's one of them, yeah.
I will go with them.
Okay. Yeah.
Out of character, like not even like in the podcast and just completely aside, like I'm looking at this and I have an idea. I just want to hear your thoughts on it quickly.
Okay.
I'm thinking about buying like a carriage for the group that I can just kind of fucking tinker and modify and like
I was actually build thinking up. That too.
Okay, yeah.
So like
there are the list does there, include that catalog I sent you does include rides and carriages. And
yeah, there's a carriage. That's what actually like was. So maybe Belgrath and I can like split it or something.
Yeah,
but I'm like fine with that. I'm kind of thinking like it's something like that could be like our mobile fucking warehouse or like mobile like command center kind of shit where we kind of build up.
Yeah,
or something like along those lines.
Yeah,
at least until we find something better. But, like, kind of something, a temporary bucket.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's fine.
Hey, Ben, you remember that piece of paper you picked up and I got the keys?
Yeah, there's a deed for a piece of property somewhere here in Stormtalon. We should check that out while we're here.
Yeah, or we should bring it to the bank. Maybe they'll have more information.
Who knows? Maybe we could start up a bar franchise or something like that.
Or not?
Or not? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, you guys are walking past the bank, so you do see that you're walking past the bank to get the Ender Hearts. So I'm going to say the group has split. Okay. So Tyrannus and Thanthwy, you're headed on the longer journey down towards the library, which is across a bridge over the river. It's going to take you a while to get there. While Bonnie, Belgarath, and Ben, you're going to walk towards Enderhearts, which is in the center of the city and the market. Also in the market is the Divine Trust, the bank, and you're walking past it.
We can do it now.
We should just go in and see what it is first. Let's go right into the bank.
Yeah, it's not actually in my inventory anymore, but I know I still have it.
Yeah, so you take out this deed, and the deed seems to be for a house, a property in the slums of Stormtalon. And if you look at the top right corner, this is what the picture of the property depicts. And it says that the property is called Tanglewood Estate. You see it in the top right there?
Yep.
Yeah, the little...
The deed sort of is contractually given to this couple who had just recently been married. Bonnie got the keys from one of them. You got the deed from the other. And anyway, you approach the bank and you get inside. The bank is just brimming with people. It takes you a few minutes waiting in line before you're finally seen. And you're brought up to a large stone desk that like towers above you. And this old human man looks down. He fixes his glasses and says, "How can I help you?"
My friend and I here, we found this deed for a property in here. And it's called the Tanglewood Estate. I just want to inquire about this property.
He sort of fixes his glasses and then peers his eyes down at you and he goes,
"Not again."
"What do you mean, not again?"
"Give it here." And he puts his hands down to take the deed.
"What are you going to do with it?"
"I'm confused. Are you here to return the property to the bank or not?"
"Well, seeing as how the deed is in our property, I would like to assume ownership of said property."
"Ben, roll an intelligence check. See how much you know about King's Law. Roll with advantage about this specifically because, you know, you are a bandit, so you might know some legal loopholes."
Not bad.
But 16.
Ben, you create some faux confidence as if you know what you're talking about, but you're
trying
no
to baffle him with my bullshit. That's what I'm trying to do right now.
Yeah, you're no lawman, but you do know a little thing in the King's Law, which says that anybody with no next of kin a little thing called the Finder's Keeper's Law is implemented, which is how it's colloquially known. But you would know that as long as that person doesn't have a next of kin and nobody can be given the property, you can assume its ownership for a small fee.
Do we know the names of the people?
If you don't remember them, you don't know them.
Wouldn't they be on the deed?
Yeah, they should be
Shit,
on the
they
deed.
They are on the deed. I don't remember them. So it was just some couple.
They were dead bodies. I don't think we actually got their names, to be honest with you.
No.
Mr.
He just looks at you and he sees sort of how you're giving him a little bit of pushback and he goes, "Listen, I can tell you one thing for certain, that this isn't the first time this deed has crossed my desk. It has been moving hands more than any residence in Stormtalon 15 times in the last decade alone. The city's already taken ownership several times, seized it for the final time after a Marius Dronin, a gnomish traveler of sorts, had made a non-binding purchase, but lapsed in payments for the property. We then moved ownership at auction for a total value of," and he grabs some paperwork, "100 gold pieces to a newlywed couple. The ones right there on that deed, I'm sure. And now you're telling me that they are both deceased. Why doesn't this surprise me?"
"A big troll smashed their heads in."
"The bank has no interest in this cursed property anymore, gentlemen. Sorry. Anymore.
Excuse me?
The bank has no interest in this property anymore, sir. So I guess we have no choice. You can either allow the bank to absorb the contract, and we shall pay you 100 gold for returning it to us. Or, by King's law, you may pay the total value of the property that the previous owners did, which is 100 gold, and have the deed signed over to you. 100 gold pieces in Tanglewood Estate will be yours."
"But what you just said right there was, the bank don't want this property, so by taking this property, I'd kind of be doing you a favor, wouldn't you say? So I think I should get this property at a discounted price, maybe 80 gold.
"You are rather charming."
"You're forgetting about the Finder's Keeper's Law."
"No, that was the Finder's Keeper's Law."
"Yeah, that is the Finder's Keeper's Law.
80 gold, but that's it. No lower. And if you are counting to become deceased, we will destroy that property down to the last grain until there is nothing left, and then we're gonna build ourselves a nice little temple there."
"Hell, if I'm dead, I don't give a shit what you do with it. I'll just throw the 80 gold and kind of..."
Bonnie was gonna give you 40 for it too.
Alright, cool.
So I need to see. He's gonna chip in a little bit too.
Excellent. And he takes the deed from you and he says, "One moment," and he leaves. And then he comes back and you have a new deed there. And he sort of signs it and stuff. And he goes, "Good luck." And he hands it to you. And he takes the 80 gold.
So 80 split between three.
You were there too. I forgot. Yeah, so...
Thanks.
30. Sorry. 80 gold total. So how much did you give, Ben?
For
it's
gold
an awkward
wise,
fucking split.
Probably 20 is the highest I'd go.
Okay, 20, Bonnie.
So let him do 20, and me and Ben will each do 30.
Okay, done.
Sure.
Done deal. Lose 30 gold there, Benjamin Grimshaw. And you lose 30 gold there, Bonnie. I'm watching.
Already done.
Okay. I got so much gold, man. It's not even a dent.
Belgarath, you lose 20, and you guys are handed over the deed. "It was a pleasure doing business with you, Mr.
Belgarath.
Belgarath. Ben, did you put your name on the deed? Like, whose name was it officially signed over to?"
"Oh, I'd say I put all three.
Just put it for the six.
Or, yeah, the six.
The six. Property of
the six.
The six. All right, maybe well,
throw our names on it.
I do hope you enjoy it. Good luck.
This'll be fine.
Lozan, you leave the bank.
So Bonnie will look at her map and be like, oh, this estate is close to the Perch of Ravens, too.
Thanthwy and Tyrannus will be so happy.
And that's when we're kind of cut over to Thanthwy and Tyrannus. As you two are walking towards the bank, you cross over the bridge, and that's when you would hear somebody shouting,
"Repent! In the Tempest's name, repent! Heed my warnings! The tombs of Indra cannot be denied! The Drowned Queen is a lie!"
Was that a lie or alive?
A lie.
Okay.
The Drowned Queen is a lie.
Who's shouting this?
You would look over and you would see a scrappy old looking peasant with white eyes. He's very dirty, but he seems to be blind, very skinny as well. And he's holding this old tarnished book and his hands sort of tremble a bit. And Tyrannus, you would know that what he's holding are the Tomes of Indra, which is basically like the main holy book of the Tempest. And people are walking past him, and some of them are just putting some gold, a few silver, a few copper down at his feet into a little box he has there.
Repent! Repent in the Tempest's name!
Tyrannus would approach the old man and ask,
"Tell me, sir, why do you believe this Drowned Queen is a lie?"
"Ocean's fury guide your path. You come seeking knowledge about her lie? Trust me, this witch who has taken over the watch, she is a usurper. She stands at their head, and she's gripped Umbra in her chains. Only we, the chosen few, we must break the chains if we are to be free. Do not believe her dogma, her perversion of the watch. They do not know the Tempest."
And he sort of reaches his hand forward, and he touches you, your arm a little bit.
"Not like we do."
I don't know what to say to this guy. Tyrannus looks at Thanthwy.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrannus will toss in a copper coin into the old man's hat or whatever, and just nod his head and say,
"Well, thank you for your information. I must be going."
Thank
and
you.
And he just kind of puts his hands up to Thanthwy, like, I don't know.
Thanthwy's going to turn to the old man and be like, what's that book you've got?"
"This is a copy of the Tomes of Indra, the true word of the Tempest. Only by following the Tomes do we truly know what his path is for us. This prophecy of the Drowned Queen, this usurper, she is going to plunge us into darkness."
Thanthwy's going to ask, can I see the book?
"You may keep it here. Perhaps by reading it, you will follow the Tempest path."
So, Thanthwy wants to take the book, but he also wants to give him... a fake book. Or, like, a brick that resembles the book. So it makes it look like the guy's a fool, and he's preaching about a brick.
Thanthwy's mean!
The guy's blind.
Roll a... right? That's fine. Yeah. Roll a... a sleight of hand check to pick on this blind man.
Why are you doing this?
It'll be fun. Well, 19.
Yeah, you take the book and then you hand him back the brick, and he's like, "You don't want my book?"
No, I'll go find one.
Okay. Tempest, blessings be upon you. May the storm guide your path. And he goes, "Repent! The drowned queen is a lie. We must repent and save our continent from drowning in the sea of darkness that is to come."
And, yeah, is that it?
Yeah, Panther's gonna walk away chuckling to himself.
Wow, okay. And you two arrive at the library. The library.
Yay, library. Panther's gonna, like, run in.
Okay. So, ahead of you, I just have to bring up my notes here. The Curio Libria, the Royal Library of Stormtalon. As you approach, you notice it's absolutely massive. You see scholars walking in and out constantly. The two of you enter into the large, large entrance chamber into the library itself, which is just... It takes up several blocks. That's how long the library is. And it goes up at least 40, 50 feet into the air. There are stairs that go up, zigzag pattern, all the way up the spine of the library, with just halls and halls of bookshelves that go up as high as the eye can see. It's a huge library. You see a librarian there.
Welcome to the Curio Libria. How can I assist you?
Looking for some tomes about monsters.
Oh, are you speaking of the monster manuals? Through 13, written by Sir Lord Deckard Moonbreaker.
Yeah, those are the ones.
Well, I could assist you with that, yes. Come with me.
And the man just sort of gets down, and he walks extremely slowly. And you follow him slowly up some stairs, up a corridor, down another corridor. And you're walking for what seems like 10 or 15 minutes.
Let's see here. Here they are. And which chapters are you looking for specifically?
Letter C.
I see. That would be book one, yes. That is the rarest of them. It is letters A through D. It is 75 gold.
Oh, that's really expensive.
Yes, it is. The next cheapest one is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, which are 30 gold each. And then 7 through 12 are 15 gold each. And the last and most latest version, number 13, which are letters U through Z, is 30 gold.
Would you take a trade?
Pardon me?
What if I give you this one book? So he's gonna pull out the book that he got from the old man. Like, is this valued for anything?
And he takes it and he goes, he sort of holds it up like this. He's like,
"Hey, this is a tome of Indra. Give me a moment."
He sort of opens the book and starts skipping through the pages.
"Could you give me a moment? I just need to go into the back."
And he leaves with the book, and you and Tyrannus are there alone.
Why would he leave?
Why would you rob an old man?
It was funny.
I didn't see anything funny about it.
He was just talking nonsense.
Perhaps there's something prophetic in the Tome of Indra.
I don't know much about religion.
The librarian returns.
Ah, yes, this will do quite well for trade. And he seems to have the book open, and you'd see that there's a bunch of symbols and things written inside of the edges of the, on the margins inside of this book, and he just, like, closes it, and he's like, yes, yes, I'm sure we could trade. I would give you quite handsomely, book one, A through D, in exchange for this tome.
Huh. Interesting.
And he takes Monster Manual 1, which is letters A through D. This covers everything from angels to dragons. All the knowledge of some of the most powerful creatures you could imagine. And he hands you the book.
On second thought, I'll just keep that book. Seems to be very valuable.
Well, if I must say, inspecting this book, I did find things that the Crown may find rather suspect. There are heretical ideas written in these pages. One's no longer approved and sanctioned by the Stormglaives, you see. So this book, if not given to me, where I could properly categorize it, could land you in the stockades if found out. You wouldn't want to be arrested in Stormtalon, would you?
Well, I mean, it's my book anyway, so I'll take the risk.
So be it then. And he puts the book one back up on the shelf and he hands you your book. Well, not your book. The book that you stole from the old man outside.
You won't know it's missing. Well, then Thantry is going to buy one of the 15 gold books.
Which one? That's letters O. Letters P and Q you already have. Letters R, S, or T. So it's O, R, S, or T.
I'm going to do S.
Okay. 15 gold. Okay. Now have 1, 2, 3, 4. You could have the rarest of all the books if you just gave me that tome.
Or just buy it.
Or buy it for 75 gold.
I don't have 75 gold.
Oh. Some people have like several platinum. You should just steal from them.
Somebody only has like 26 gold here.
And he looks over, the librarian looks over to Tyrannus. And you, what brings a keeper to Stormtalon, I wonder?
Would you happen to have any books about the Undying Oak?
The Undying Oak. Why, yes, we do have several things written on it. Is there a specific topic you were looking for? Or just a general history of the oak?
I'm interested in any lore or prophecies regarding the oak.
So be it. And he snaps his fingers. One of the librarian assistants sort of walks up and he speaks to him and t- tells him specific books to go grab.
I'm going to have them gathered up for you. Are you looking to purchase or to check out?
Just to check out.
We do have a policy, 1 gold a day while the books are gone. So don't take forever.
Very well.
I will have them ready for you by the time you leave. Were there any other books you were looking to purchase?
Wait, I can check books out too?
Yes, you can. Although these monster manuals, they are for sale. They are not to be checked out.
Fine. Canthry just ignites all the books on fire.
Were there any other books?
No.
Any other things you wanted to research or look into here? Well, perhaps I will leave and your books will be ready for you, Keeper of the Watch, when you exit. And you're welcome to look around the library and do any research yourself.
Thank you.
Good day. He gives Thanthwy sort of a cold stare and look, and he goes, And he walks away.
Can Tyrannus cast Detect Magic?
Okay.
I'm interested if there's any spells that might trigger an alarm in the library.
Okay. You do feel that there are some books have like divination magic, some books have transmutation magic, some of them have illusionary magic randomly throughout, and then you also feel that there is some sort of permeating magical force within the library. So yes, there is some sort of alarm system.
Okay. Tyrannus is going to try and steal a book.
Which one?
We could have taken the A through D.
Well, hold on, what? Are you going to try to steal a book?
I mean, if Tyrannus thinks that there's an alarm that's going to go off if he tries to leave with the book, then...
Yeah, you do. But you have to understand, you can always come back here later when you have the gold. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I would want to invest or try and find any books on Mechanus or the Primus, anything about... Yeah, he would want to try and figure out where Rasuan went and if it's a place that you can get to.
Yeah, roll a history check. And since you're at this library, roll with advantage.
That's a 19.
Well, good thing you had advantage. You spend some time. I'd say you'd have to spend like an hour or two here to go through all the books. Maybe Thanthwy helps you out. And you two are just rummaging through books, and then you finally find one, and it's called Ordering the Multiverse, A Guide to the Metal Men of Mechanus. But you do find it in the fiction section, which, considering the religious dogma that seems to be spreading throughout the town, this wouldn't surprise you that this library would put it into the fiction section. But let me just share with you a link to the book I wrote, because it would have been a shame if you never fucking got to read it. Okay, so that's the book.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
I know you gotta go. I know. So Cody's gotta go. Cody, what do you want Belgarath to do?
He'll probably go in like when they enter the Enderheart place, yeah. Probably buy one potion. So I'll do the gold, one potion of 50 gold, so I'll do that.
Yep.
And then if they decide to buy a carriage, I'll split for that, whatever.
Okay.
Split that'll do, so.
Okay, that's fine. And then You'll just tag along with them wherever they go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Belgarath will just turn into a mon.
Yep. You'll jump into a bush.
Why don't you head to the estate and then
Well, it's fine. I'll just tell you what he's doing. He's just tagging along.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Bye. So that's the book that you found.
Do you want me to read this?
No, you don't have to read it out loud.
Thanthui, look at this. It seems to be some sort of guide to Mechanus, the metal men of Mechanus. It seems to, and Taraz is flipping through it, I guess, and looking it over. It seems to give a history of this place.
So does that mean...
Mentions a place called Xanadu. There's seems to speak of machines called Modrons. This could be of use to us. Perhaps we could purchase this book. Excuse me, librarian.
Yes.
How much to purchase this book?
That is fictional trash. You can have it for, I don't know, 2 gold.
Very well. Here's 2 gold. Tyrannus will pay for it.
And you pay for it, and he takes the 2 gold. Yes, it is quite the hoot to think little metal men living in a different plane of existence, as if the embodiment of order. I did find it quite humorous.
Tyrannus doesn't care about this guy. He just dismisses everything he's saying.
Great. Okay, so you get that book, and along with all the other books you're going to check out about, it's going to take you some time to read all of those books about the Undying Oak and such. So I think you and Thanthwee are leaving the library just holding a whole bunch of books in your hands. Boy, a little carriage or a cart would be helpful right about now.
That's fine. Put it in my shell, it's fine.
Yeah, I try and shove some books into your shell as well.
Yeah.
Did you grab the A to D book?
Oh, yeah, did you try to steal that?
No, there were spells preventing such a thing.
I can dispel magic.
I don't think we want to mess with the Royal Library. I'm sure it's quite powerful magic.
That might be true. The guy already gave me kind of a weird look with this book I had.
And you two start heading off towards the Perch of Ravens, I assume?
Yes.
Okay, you start heading off towards Perch of Ravens. We'll just take care of Enderhearts now. So you've entered into this Enderhearts, Arcana, and Antiquities. Belgarath runs up immediately, asks the shop owner for a potion and buys one there. Ben, what sort of clothing are you looking for?
I want to get some fine clothing and nice jacket.
Okay, yeah.
Like, get my trench coat and get some nice new clothing and kind of clean myself up a little bit.
You have some photos of some cool clothes that you can choose to have. Yeah, so I would like you just like, what does it look like, the armor set that you want to buy? And you see the prices there, right? So if you're looking for fine clothes, just you can look up fine clothes. You can just control F. I think I have them here. Yeah,
they're 15
tailor textiles
for normal. Cheap is 11.
Sure, like...
Expensive is 23.
But, like, what color is everything? Like, are you looking more for, like, going, like, black now, or...?
I'll go with, like a black vest.
Mm-hmm.
With, maybe, like, a burgundy undershirt. Black pants. Like, going, like, full on, like, kind of taking on more the persona of the Reaper.
Yeah, maybe like your jacket, your duster jacket is now more fine and like it actually buttons up with the large silver buttons that go down your chest.
Something along those lines, like a really nice like duster, maybe like some like fine threads going out, like fine designs, like black on the outside. The same, like, imagine burgundy red in, on the interior.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so you buy all that. Make sure you remove the gold. Bonnie, what are you doing in there?
I looked around. I decided I don't want anything in here.
Really? You can't think of a single reason why you'd want to go to a place like this. Let me describe this place, and maybe you'll change your mind.
Oh, yeah, no, actually,
yeah,
I
give
think...
Yeah, give me a second. Just let me describe it. If I think I know what you're going to finally get at, but... You see, mostly in this shop are a bunch of, like, brooches, rings, lesser gems, some magical charms, things like that are found in all the different stalls in here. Most of it's fancy-looking trash, but then they also have fine clothes, which Ben already bought, and some truly... if you roll an Arcana check, both of you could roll Arcana check.
18.
5.
Okay, you don't notice that then. Okay, and you just see a real mix of different color clothing, vibrant colors. And yeah, so, I mean, he does sell rings. He sells some small, lesser magic items and stuff. Bonnie, is that maybe something you're interested in?
Does he sell, like... Is this, like, the toy shop, or is that a separate one as well?
He sells toys. Yeah, he sells toys there, too. This is sort of the knickknacks, like random little magic things. And it's sort of like a Spencer's, you know? There's toys in the back.
Okay, well, I want to go to the back and look at the toys.
Okay, you go to the back and you see all the toys and you're alarmed at these toys. I'm just kidding. Yeah, you find an assortment of different types of dolls and clothing for dolls and all that stuff. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a new outfit for Susie.
Okay, what kind of outfit do you want for Susie? We'll say it's there.
A little like dress and a little bonnet hat and
okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, you...
A bonnet hat that her ears can go through.
Sure, you buy all that. That's, I don't know. Just, like, it's for a toy, so, like, a few gold, 2 gold.
All right. And I walk up to the guy to pay.
Yep. He's mute. He doesn't speak.
Okay, then I point to my ring, and I try and pull it off and point to him. Like, can you...
He can hear you.
Oh, okay, then, whatever.
He's mute. Doesn't mean he's deaf.
Sorry, I thought you said he was deaf.
No.
So I go up to him and say, you know, I have a ring here. Oh, sorry. I should do it.
I have a ring here and it just doesn't seem to want to come off. Can you help me?
And he looks at it. And then... He looks at your hand, he tries to remove the ring, and the eyes glow green. He just is startled a bit, and he goes, huh. And then you see him just sort of wave his hand a little bit over the ring, and you see him just give this, like, gross, putrid face, like, ugh. And then you see him take out some parchment and a quill, and he starts writing something down. And he rolls it up, and he hands it to you. And it just says, Lopsock the Lush.
What does this mean?
And you see in the slum district, there is an X. And he writes down an address. And he just points at the parchment like, that's who you need to speak to.
Lopsum de Mosh? Okay. Thank you. I'll just buy these then.
And then she'll put it on Susie. Be like, oh, Susie, you always look so pretty.
Susie just is a doll. Yep. That's it. She's just a bunny. Now wearing armor and a flower on its head.
What price ranges are we going with? Going with the normal, cheap, expensive?
Depends on where you go, but just normal. Just normal.
When we go outside, I pull out my gallon of paint and I paint her stuff so it's that dark, dark purple.
Cool. Yeah, so that's what Susie looks like now. So when you get your art updated, you got to remember that. Okay. So, you leave there, and I'm going to say that as you leave Enderhearts, you see Tyrannus and Thanthwy walking with a bunch of books because they're crossing the market at this time. And you all sort of actually just happen to meet up in the market instead.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey, guys. Wow, that's a lot of books.
We came to the big city and y'all went book shopping?
Yeah, now I know more about monsters.
Did you get everything you were looking for?
No.
Why not?
Because it was too expensive. I wanted my book that was like A to D, but it was like 75 gold or something ridiculous, and I don't have that money, so.
75 gold? Here, I got 75 gold. He'll hand Thanthwy 75 gold. Yeah. But
you could have just stole it.
It was magically defended.
I can steal it.
The clerk there too was kind of creepy. He gave me like dirty looks. He didn't like me. Said I was gonna get arrested and stuff.
Well, remember though, you only get arrested if they know what you look like.
I'm a Torgal, so he knows what I look like.
Pretty distinct, but, yeah.
I don't know.
He's probably the only Torgal in this town, let's be real.
He has an extremely, extremely like specific color scheme on his shelf.
And he's wearing a top hat, isn't he?
Yeah, a top hat.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
But you remember, or I might be able to get away with that, but...
Boy.
But remember, yeah. I can be anybody.
Boy, you're all holding a lot of stuff. Ooh, that's a lot of stuff, guys. Only had a place to put that stuff that you have.
Anyways, as we continue walking with all of us...
On our way by, we could stop at our new house.
Wait, you have a house?
Pardon?
Oh, yeah. Ben and I and Balgrath, we kind of bought a house.
Yeah. It's a little nest egg on the edge of the slums. But it'll be home for a while.
So we got books house. And you got a house.
Yep. Got a good deal for it, too.
We oh, pass it costs 80 gold. It's just right up here.
Have you looked at it?
Nope. No.
I'm
surprised for everybody.
I mean, I may have an intelligence of 14, but I would imagine should have looked at it first.
I'm sure it'll be fine. We've slept in a lot worse, I'm sure.
I've slept on the side of the road.
And you know, it was even a house. It could have been like a brick.
I've slept in a cell, cold and all alone, for many, many years.
Well, can we drop these books off at the house then?
We can't. Here, let me take one.
Bonnie will take one from you.
Well, that thanks.
Ben's not actually holding anything. He just got clothes and he's wearing them.
Yeah.
So, I could take some of that stuff if you want.
So where do you all go to close off this episode?
To the new house.
I guess the house.
Well, I still want to buy a carriage, but we can head to the house.
Tanglewood Estate.
The Sixth Estate.
Okay, so you guys head.
I kind of like it actually.
Up the streets towards. The slum. This is an area of what seems to have once been noble houses that have over time just sort of eroded away, been sort of sublet and split into multiple houses. And these fine homes are just slowly becoming worse and worse as you walk until you finally approach what is Tanglewood Estate. You notice a huge gate around it. This is a large property. And it's covered in There's tons of foliage and just trees sort of covering, and you just see through the trees what looks like a giant, almost a mansion of a home. But you're outside of the gate. Do you proceed?
Bonnie will pull out the keys and open up the gate.
Yeah, because it is locked. And your keys? Open up the gate. And then it fall the as you pull it open, then the gate just falls over.
It may be a bit of a fixer-upper, but nothing we can't handle, I'm sure.
We'll get to that.
By the way, Michael is actually serious. If you can add 75 gold to your inventory.
Sweet.
He needs it.
And you proceed in towards Tanglewood Estate. You all walk in, and what you see before you, go to the middle of this thing here, is a giant home that is just in shambles. A mansion home that clearly once stood strong is now falling apart at the foundations. There is, the roof is half caved in. Some of the pillars that were holding it up have half fallen over. The walls are still standing, kind of. There's holes in them. Windows are shattered and broken. The steps leading up have been chipped and worn and broken. You see some sleeping bags in the area. Obviously, some people have been squatting in this place since it's been abandoned. And you see a large tree has fallen in the side of the building and clearly just now they have smashed into it. And that's what you see ahead of you.
Huh. Oh my god, this place is beautiful. Bonnie runs right in.
And that's where we're going to end the episode. I want to thank everybody for listening. Don't forget to follow us on all social media. And don't forget that our new patron merch is available on Patreon. If you haven't checked it out already, you definitely should. We have all of our tiers have been completely redone. All of we have t-shirts available, mugs, stickers, all
posters.
Posters, even a sweater if you feel so inclined. And yeah, that's all exclusive to Patreon. And until next time, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.